reality check today zeroes in on how Papakolea homesteaders are working to minimize the impact of COVID-19. Honolulu Civil Beats health reporter Eleni Gill joins us with the story. Good morning.
Good morning. Aloha.
You know, I love how you start out your story talking about the community park, that pavilion there, because I used to drive by there, and that place is a little hotbed of activity. People, you know, shooting hoops, just, you know, a big magnet for the community.
Yeah, and hula halau go there to practice, and I spent some time there before COVID hit with nursing and social work students who go out into the community and work with the kupuna. And so when COVID really began in March to shut down the state, a lot of the programming offered by the local nonprofit there, Kula Nona Po'e, had to be suspended. And so I've been in touch with them, and, you know, it's interesting because I think they really got kind of a head start in terms of knowing the needs of their community before COVID hit. And that's really worked in their advantage when it comes to addressing these evolving needs, especially when we have to do physical distancing. We're finding new ways to access medical services. And so that's what the story's about. Yeah.
So you were watching to see what those healthcare workers were doing, those nurses?
Yeah. So Kula Nona Po'e, they've been working in Papakolea and the surrounding communities, the Hawaiian homestead communities, for more than two decades. But a lot of their programming is involving the community. They had this cultural competency program for nursing and social work students, and that's what I was initially following because I cover healthcare. But they've also done years of health screening. They've gathered their own data, and so this is data collected by and for the Hawaiian community there, and they really keep it close to heart when they design this programming. But they're equipped with this knowledge about, you know, which diseases, especially among kupuna, are most prevalent, whether it's high blood pressure, arthritis, diabetes, asthma, cataracts. They've also done an environmental screening survey where they found a lot of accessibility issues for kupuna to get in and out of their homes. So when COVID began, they knew that they had to encourage everyone to stay home and stay indoors, but the kupuna had a lot of questions. You know, how do I get my medicine? And so what program leaders, the kupuna community care network leader, Mahealani Austin, was telling me that they kind of turned into a call center where they were reaching out to the kupuna and, you know, helping them sort of navigate this new normal.
I love how in your story you talked about how a lot of the kupuna, you know, love their canned food, but because of the deliveries of food, that they're probably eating better.
Yeah, that was really interesting. So, you know, meal delivery was never really part of Kula Nona Po'e's programming beforehand. And we know across the state that, you know, Hawaii is a very expensive place to live. And so when there was more need for meal assistance, the community has partnered with a lot of private sector and nonprofit donors. And thanks to that philanthropic support, they have these new meal deliveries and they have produce boxes for those families who want to sign up. But they also do lunch deliveries to the kupuna three times a week. And what they found is that, you know, first of all, just having a hot meal delivered to your door when you haven't seen folks for a while, it's really valuable, especially for kupuna who live alone and might be dealing with memory loss. But the other thing is they've been getting, you know, ingredients that are familiar to them, like kalo or ulu, which is breadfruit, and they're receiving these hot meals. And in the past, you know, it's Mahealani was saying that, you know, they do love their canned foods, but they realize, wow, I'm getting to eat all these ingredients in new ways, kind of creative ways. And it's been really encouraging. She's seen, actually, she thinks their health is improving in that sense because of that. Yeah.
You also looked at how the community kind of knew kind of the financial situation of the folks that lived in the neighborhood. And one really important thing that I thought was interesting that you brought on your story was that that a lot of the multi-generational homes that some of the kupuna weren't eligible for some of the programs.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks might be eligible but might not have signed up. Another thing that came up was they realized, well, because there are many people in a household, kupuna might be automatically sort of crossed off of the list. And so Punike Kaoha and Adrian Dillard, who lead Kula Nona Poe, are working really hard to ensure folks who are eligible for services like Meals on Wheels will get those services. But there are unique challenges, and I think that federal poverty guidelines can only tell us so much about the true needs and struggles that folks might be facing.
Yeah, interesting report. But thank you so much.
Mahalo.
That was reporter Eleni Gill with today's Reality Check. To read her story and more coverage on COVID-19, visit civilbeat.org.